Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bav Metzia Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet near the top of the Amud, continuing to analyze some of the terms and the items mentioned in the first Mishnah of the second Perek, which were items that you may keep if found. Chatichot Shal Basar. The next item on the list was pieces or cuts of meat. Amai Lehave Mishkal Asiman. Why don't we say the weight of the meat is a siman? The answer is, as we had before with the fish, but mishkal adeshavin. It used it as a standard weight, and therefore there's nothing unique about it. But to have a chaticha gufa siman, why isn't the cut itself a siman? Oh, the davka, oh, the atma, it's a particular way that it's cut, a particular cut of meat. So, milo tanya matza chatichot dagim v'dag nashuch. By the way, davka and atma refer to different cuts, like a cut of the neck, a different part of the body. Matza chatichot dagim. If you found cut pieces of fish or fish that was bit, then you have to be machris because that's a siman. But if you found barrels of wine or oil or of grain or of dried of figs or of olives, then you can keep them. We'll go back to that in a couple minutes. So hachamayaskinim with the ikas siman of a paska. If it's cut in a unique way, the cut pieces of fish, they're cut in a unique way. He used to cut his fish into triangular pieces so they'd be recognized and we would know they were his. Therefore, that's a siman, but if it's cut in a regular way, not. Remember, the piece of fish is juxtaposed to a bit piece of fish, or bit fish that is in that braita, right? Shema Mina, so you can infer from there that it's a recognizable and unique kind of cut. But chatichot shel basar in our Mishnah is the usual weight, just a regular cut. Amar mar chaviot shayem shel shemen shel tfuwa v'shel gogrod v'shel zeitim v'milu shelo. So as I mentioned, we're going to come back to the second half of the braita that said, any of those barrels you may keep. But in the next Mishnah, the last two items on the list of things that you have to be machriz are barrels of wine and barrels of oil. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the barrel is rashum, meaning that they already unsealed the barrel to taste, to see how the wine was, for instance, and then they resealed it with a temporary kind of seal. That's called rashum. So that's the Mishnah where it says you have to be machriz. So that means the braita, which says you can keep them, is bepatuach. It's wide open. In patuach, aveda midati. Then it's clearly aveda midati. You have a barrel of wine with no markings on it. That's wide open. So the seal, which is usually what the owner uses to distinguish his, is gone. Then it's aveda midati. There's no reason to even mention you can keep it. Roshayv matzif. Matzif is talking about a case where they temporarily put the top back on, but didn't seal it properly. He said both the Brit and Mishnah could be Rashum. If it's before they went into all of the other storehouses, it was the season before the season that they were going to go into open up last year's wine, then if yours was Rashum, that would be a Siman. But if it's after they open it, then everybody's is Rashum, and therefore it's no Siman. Kerav Yaakov Ar Abba Ashka Chavita Dechamra Lachash Nivtechu Atzarot. He found a barrel of wine that was after the season they'd open up the Otzarot and it was Rashum. He came to Abaye and Abaye said, it's yours, you got to keep it, that's no Siman anymore. Bamine Rabibim Rav Nachman. So he asked Rav Nachman, Makom Have Siman Olo Have Siman. I mentioned in the previous podcast, we'd come back to this. Is location a Siman? We saw that it was a Machloket Rav and Rava. So the braita that we just had indicated that if you found it in those barrels, you have to keep them. If you think location is a siman, you should say, I found barrels next to the fence. So that seems that makom is not a siman. It's on the banks of the river, meaning it's at the place where they offload stuff that's coming from another city up the river, down the river, and barrels, which means that lots of barrels go through there. The makom is just not a valid siman in this case. Makom may normally be a siman, but not here. Rav Mary, my time, Amra Banan Rakta Dinari Lava Siman. So now he explains, why is the banks of the river not a siman? The Amrinum, we say to him, Kihechad, Yitramin Lididach, Yitramin Nam El Chavrach, just like you use that place, other people use the place too. Yikadam Rem Ramari, Maitam Rabbanam Makom Lahavi Siman, the Amrinum, Kihechad, Yitramin Lididach, Hai Makom, Yitramin Nam El Chavrach, Hai Makom. So there's a slight variation on this. Rav Meri says, why did the Rabbanan say Makom is not a Siman, as opposed to saying Rakta Dinahara, which means in this take, Makom is now absolutely not a Siman. And the idea is that a Makom, a place, is something where anybody could put stuff, if it's in the Shuta Rabim. Hahu Gavra de Ashkach Kufra be Matsarta. So there was a fellow who found some tar, which is, has no Siman, and he found it right near a press. Atal kamei de Rav Amraleish zil shkol anafshach. He said, "Go take it. It's yours." Chazir avikamah chasim. He saw that the fellow was hesitant to take it. The fellow felt kind of that he didn't want to take possession. Amar lezil plug le lechia bar bri mine. Go split it with my son Chia. Lema kasav Rav makom lave siman. So does Rav therefore hold that makom is not a siman, which would maybe settle the whole issue for us? Everybody saw Rav saw that the tar had been there for quite a while, and therefore he knew there was Yehush Balim. In other words, maybe the Makom could be a Siman, we don't know. But it didn't become an issue because Rav understood that this tar had been there for quite a while, and the Balim had been Mityayish already. Okay, Rav Shimon Elazar Meir, the end of our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Elazar's opinion that clay on Puria are always shalok. Klei an Puria meaning merchandise, new merchandise. Now, Mayan Puria, what does it mean? Kelim chadashim ha'ayin. New things that people have not seen long enough to really get used to what they look like. We'll see why it's important. Hechidami, idi ipahu siman, if these things have a unique mark, kilos fatan ha'ayin mayhavi. Who cares if people haven't gotten used to them? A person who bought it or had it manufactured could say there's a blue stripe down the middle. If there is nothing unusual about it, why would it matter that people have gotten used to it? There's nothing remarkable about it. So the olam de leipa usiman. We have to be talking about a case where there is no siman. We've seen a couple times already at the end of the first parak, we return items to a talmid chacham if he says, I recognize it. So he can't say I recognize it about something that it was just manufactured and was just he didn't have time to get used to. But Svatana Ayin Kim Lebegavayu, if it's been out there, in other words, it's been bought and been used long enough that the owner would really recognize it, then he can come and say, that's mine, and we believe him. Humadrina Leki, Lo Svatana Ayin Lo Kim Lebegavayu, if he hasn't had time, if it was bought yesterday, and he saw it one time, then he doesn't have knowledge of it. Velo Madrina Leki, if he claims it's his, we don't believe it. The Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, what's the rule about returning things to a Tzuvim Rabbanan? There's three things that people typically and appropriately are less than truthful about. Masechet. Somebody asks you, have you finished that masechet? And you maybe have, but you want to be modest about it. Say, well, not really. Uvapurya, and personal sexual issues of intimacy with one's wife. Uvushpiza. People typically in Bavel would come in for a period of time and stay at someone else's house. And if they would ask how it is, if he would say that, oh, it's wonderful, it's fantastic, then other people suddenly be beating down the door. So they typically say, ah, it's not so great, it's not so nice. But even though it was, because they're trying to protect the Ushbis from having a door beaten down. Now, my nafkamina, who cares that we know that people typically are less than truthful about these three things, and appropriately so. Because we could, to return an item, b'tviyotayin. If we know that there's a fellow who those are the only three things that he's less than truthful about, then we could return it to him. But if he's also dishonest about other things, then all right. So those are the three things that we would expect somebody to be, shall we say, modest about, not be forthright about. But if he's not forthright about other things, we can't return it to him. Marzutra chasida ignim v'leikosa lechaspa biushpiza. Arzutra Chasida stayed in a house, and a silver cup was stolen from the owner. Chazi lehu bar be Rav, he saw one of the students who was staying at the house. He washed his hands for a meal, perhaps, and he dried them on somebody else's garment. Amar hainu haidelo echpat le yamamon de chavrei. This fellow doesn't care about somebody else's mamon. So Kaf Devodeh, he had the guy tied down, and he admitted that he had stolen the cup. In other words, we can see by somebody's general deportment whether or not he's honest and careful about other people's things. We saw this guy wasn't, so he generally has a lax attitude towards other people's mammon, and he was the guy who stole the cup. Tanya, Modu Rabbi Shimon Elazar b'kelim chadashim shvatana ayin shechayev lachriz. In this brayta, Rabbi Shimon Elazar's opinion about Kli and Puri has expanded exactly the way that Shmuel said, which is that even if they are Kli and Puri, but people have already gotten used to them, then you have to be machriz. What kind of things have not been typically seen a lot? Little needles, machrozot shel kardumot, or certain kinds of tools. Kol elu shamru imatay mutarim. When are you allowed to keep them? Mizman shematzah o achad achad. That's only if you find them in single units. So when Sanchtime time, if you found them in pairs or more, chayav lachriz, because the fact there's two or three of them together, let's say, is a siman. So my badi, by the way, this the thing that we mentioned, bade machtin, what are they? Sochi. For my karele badi, so why does he call them bade? Sochi means branches. All right, so why do they call them bade? Davar, the bar to talu be midi. It's something that you hang things on. Right? So you hang these needles on them, so they calls it a branch. Bad karule why? Kehudatan hatam ale achad bevarachad. The Mishnah in Sukkah talks about a proper hadas. Mentions one leaf and one little holder. So bad is a holder. So therefore, when you have these, even though it's in a tree, when you have holders of needles, it's called badim. It's just a simple etymological note. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar goes further and says, if you save something from a predatory animal, meaning it was something that was going to be gone, and you saved it, like David saving the lamb from the lion and the bear, you save something from the depths of the sea or from a rushing river, if you found something in a busy street, it's always yours. Because we know that the owner's given up on them. Now, the question was asked, did he make that statement only when a majority of the people around are non-Jewish, so therefore we follow the rov? And remember, Hashavas Aved is a mitzvah that only applies to Jews. Avedat Achicha. Rov Yisrael lo, but if the majority of the people around are Jewish, then you have to return it. You have to identify it. Well, I feel the Rov Yisrael Nami Amar. Perhaps he means that even Rov Yisrael found it in a public, in a busy street, even though it's Rov Yisrael, we assume Yeush. So Im Tim Salom, where I feel the Rov Yisrael Nami Amar. So if you would assume that he applied it even to Rov Yisrael, Pligi Rabbanon Aleo Plo Pligi. Do the Rabbanon disagree with him? Im Tim Salom Ara Pligi. Even if they disagree, Rov Yisrael Vadai Pligi. Is it only that they disagree in the case where we know there's a Rov Yisrael, Rov Nochim Pligi? Alo Pligi. Do they disagree even when there's a Rov Nochim? Maybe if it's a majority of non-Jews, they might agree with him and say, if you found in a public area where a majority of the passersby are non-Jews, you can keep it. But we disagree with you about a case where most of them are Jewish. Tim Salom Ara Pligi. I feel the Rov Nochim. And if they disagree all the way down the line, which means they just don't follow Rov, Halacha kamoto and halacha kamoto. Do we follow him? In terms of halacha kamoto, if we follow him, if we follow Rabbi Shimon Elazar saying that Rov determines, Daf Grov Nochem, Afilu Rov Yisrael. Maybe we even follow him in his halachic approach, even Rov Yisrael. Meaning, we've started out by saying, did his opinion stretch to Rov Yisrael? And now we're going full circle and asking, and do we rule like him, Rov Yisrael? Meaning that it's not just an issue of Rov, it's also an issue of Yeush. So Toshma, let's see, I'm not saying Ma'ot Pavat Tekenei Sotavat Hemid Rashot. Remember, if you find money in Shul, V'chomakom Sh'arabim Metsuyim Sham, or anywhere else where a lot of people come, Harelu Shalom, Meshav Alim Yashim Man, because there's Yeush. So Man, Shabbat Leida Azavat Aruba, who is it who follows Rov? Meshav Ben Elazar. And Sham Ina, Filib Rov Yisrael Nami. So, in other words, the idea is, generally people are Mityayesh. Rabbi Shimon Elazar is the one who says, since that's what Rov people do, we follow it, and therefore you see that it's a shul. Obviously, it's all Yisrael that come in there. Even Rov Yisrael, he holds that way. And by the way, we would think now that that's the halacha, which means we've gone all the way to saying that halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Elazar's opinion, even Rov Yisrael. So Achmayaskina Mufuzarin, what we're talking about is coins that are spread out, so there's no siman. Infurazin, Mayiri Makum Shabi Mitsuyim Sham, then why do you have to put them in shul? Coins that are spread out anywhere, that are dispersed anywhere, is going to be yours. So Filu Enar Harabi Mitsuyim Sham. El Eliola Mitsurin, it must be coins are really looped together in a way that looks like a siman. Achmayaskina about taking a siot shul nochim. Talking about a little bit like a church. But how can you call a Beit Midrash Shal Nachrim? So Midrash Shot Didan means our Bate Midrash, Diyatabu Nachrim. In other words, there are Bate Midrash, evidently non-Jews would come either because they would find shelter in there, or because for some other communal reason they would come in. So it's Bate Midrashot, but that they're populated by non-Jews. And therefore, it would be Shimon Elazar, but he would say it's only in a case where majority of the people who come to that particular location are non-Jews. We follow the rove, and you don't have to return it. So Ashta Lahadli Lahachi, now you don't have to take it to church. But take it to Namedidan, Tiyatvi Behun Achrim. And we'll pause at this point to pick up the discussion in the next podcast about trying to solve Rabbi Shimon Elazar, how far his opinion goes, how much Rabbanan disagree with him, and what the final halacha is. That we will take a look in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.